I'm often asked what prompted me to take on a second career as a family and divorce mediator. And my initial response was, well, my last child is going to college. I need a new challenge. I want to learn something new. And I want to help people going through crisis. Certainly, those were valid answers. But as I thought about it and I dug into myself, I realized that there were deeper reasons that put me on this path. So I wanted to tell you a little bit the exercise that I did looking into my life and sharing it with you, and which I think explains how I got where I am today. I was born in Morocco into a Sephardic Jewish family. My parents moved to Paris when I was a very young child, and that's where I grew up. I was born in October. October is the sign of the Libra, and I always believe that Libra, which means balance in French, is balance. Balance like in equilibrium, balance like in leveling the plane, balance like in creating peace around oneself. Since a very young age, I seem to take on that role in my family. I wanted peace around everyone. I wanted peace with understanding. I wanted peace even if we had to compromise. Unfortunately, my home was anything but peaceful, as my father suffered from bipolar disorder. The terminology was foreign to me, of course, in those days, as I was growing up, but the turmoil in my home was very real and extremely unsettling. I was the one who was most aware and sensitive to the extreme fluctuations of his moods. I saw them as they erupted and always tried to take measures to limit the impact on the rest of the household. Of course, as much as I wanted to do and needed to do this, it was out of my control and very destabilizing. Today I realize that I was actually trying to mediate what was in fact an impossible situation. After high school, I went to the Sorbonne, where I received a master's in fine arts and started working in the art world, acting as a middle person between sellers and buyers. It was very exciting for me, finding the right painting for the right client at the right price and making everybody happy. That was what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a mediator already, and I didn't realize it. I remember once a French buyer wanted to buy a very expensive piece of art from an American client, about $500,000 piece. And there was a broker doing the deal, and they came to an agreement. The buyer wanted to pay over 5 years, and the American said, I want a written contract, I want a legal contract. And the French guy said, what do you mean, it's my word. It's a handshake. I'm telling you, I'm going to pay you over 5 years, $100,000 a year. And the American said, absolutely not. And the broker was totally unable to negotiate this deal. So the buyer called me and asked me if I would step in and help them work out the deal. And I did. I had to first of all make peace with the broker and not make him feel bad that I was taking his place. I had to convince the American seller that I was a responsible person and able to negotiate this for him. And I ended up doing it. And to this day, I have a good relationship with all three of them. So I was very proud of doing that. It was a worthwhile challenge for me. 1984, I moved to New York with my husband and my three children. Unfortunately, a few years later, my husband and I went through a divorce. But I could not mediate my own crisis. We initially hired separate lawyers, and we struggled and struggled, but neither of us really wanted to sue the other one for divorce. So a friend suggested that we hire a neutral person. In fact, it was an attorney who sat with us and helped us craft an agreement, which was an agreement regarding where the children would live and how the financial assets would be divided among the family. And actually, we came up with an agreement where we made our own decisions and were in control of our lives. And that was really, I didn't know at the time, but that was a divorce mediation. As a result of my history, when I started looking for a second career, I wanted to help people who were struggling through their own family crisis. I researched conflict resolution and mediation, and at my first training, I came home and I said to my husband, I found my calling. This is what I want to do. I want to be a divorce mediator. having lived abroad and traveled extensively, has not only given me the ability to be fluent in Spanish and French as well as English, but to understand people from different cultures. It's also made me capable to adapt to people who think differently at different times. I feel very privileged to do the job that I do and bring calm and reassurance to the families going through the turmoil of separation. If you're looking for a career change in your life, don't be afraid to dig deep into yourself and try to find who you really are. What moves you? What gets you excited? What are you passionate about? If you do this, I believe that you will discover your calling as I did and find much satisfaction and happiness in your life.